Hi. Wait, we should do the official thing since it's the last one.
Oh, true. Okay, you got this.
Okay. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is TKO. I'm one of your hosts, Tara Taggart.
No, I'm the other one, Kate Batez.
I questioned if I should say my last name. Oh. I was like, do I need to announce? But then I was like, it's just our parents.
Wow, I ran in here so quickly, I didn't realize what gorgeous makeup you have on today.
Thank you so much.
Your eyes look so freaking smoky and mysterious.
I just did it because the junior Bon Voyage dinner is tonight.
Correct.
Which, for those of you who don't know, is basically like this kind of fancy dinner that they have in one of our dining halls for all the juniors who are going abroad.
Mm-hmm.
And any juniors who really want to come, I think. Mm-hmm. And so, since I am going abroad.
You're a star of the show.
Yeah, and so I'm going to run back to South after this and put on a dress.
Oh, God, I'm wearing this. Should I change?
No, I just in the mood to be fancy.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Wow, you're going to look so nice.
Exciting.
Wow.
Tee-hee.
Fun.
So that's my little...
there.
Cheers. Can't wait.
Yeah.
I saw that they had like a champagne fountain on their Instagram post.
What?
But
a champagne fountain?
I was like, what
if you're not 21?
That's what I was like, okay, either it's just apple cider and they're like, just don't mean that.
Mm.
Or they're going to like card us, or they're not, which would be crazy.
But also, I feel like champagne, people don't really count that because you're not usually having that much.
Yeah.
But if it's a fountain.
I don't know what that even means.
Could potentially have a lot of champagne.
At first, I thought of like a chocolate fountain kind of thing.
Yeah.
But then I was wondering, have you ever seen those displays where they're like, they have all the glasses stacked?
That's what I was imagining.
I feel like that might be more.
But also, what if it gets knocked over and then it must not be actual champagne.
I have no.
It must be like sparkling apple cider or something.
Yeah, I feel like it probably will be. But if it were, that would
be crazy. Wow.
The only time I've ever heard of them just giving out alcohol was at the inauguration.
Oh, really? Were they?
During the inauguration dinner, they just had drinks.
Oh,
and
wow.
So anyone who got invited to that dinner was like,
oh, wow.
Hey-o.
Also senior sips. But
oh,
like
yeah.
Seniors are usually all
21 or older.
Yeah.
And that's the tea. I think there's a senior sips on this Friday.
Oh.
Very
nice.
Exciting. Not for us, but
damn.
For them.
Wow. But this time next year?
Oh, yeah.
It will be for us.
We'll go to all the senior sips.
We'll be sipping left and right, baby.
Okay, wait. We made a little agenda.
We did. Tara did. I did nothing. I've been very busy.
It's okay. Where is our text? Because I'm going to reference that. I have to look for... Okay, here you are.
Also, I have to leave at like 5:53.
That's fine.
Okay. I'm going to the holiday concert for a cappella groups.
Oh.
Yeah.
When is that? At 6?
It's at 6, yeah.
Too many things happening all at once.
I know. It's the end of the semester. Everyone's freaking squeezing their things
packed.
In.
Packed.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you have a great time. Okay. So my ideas were we should play a game, do a reflection, and make future predictions.
Okay.
I have no games in mind. I just
what
thought
if we
fun.
Play... Two truths and a lie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I have to think of something. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, and we can have our listeners write in what they think's the lie
first.
Oh,
fun. I don't know if... I just texted my dad. I don't know if he's listening, but...
That's fine. We'll have my parents
It may
guess.
Just be your parents.
That's totally
But it is
fine.
The Tara Taggart goodbye special, so that makes sense. That is good.
Do you have two truths and a lie ready?
I could think of some. Should it be like about the semester? About
yeah, maybe because
okay.
This can tie into our reflection.
Okay. Okay. Fact number one.
Okay, she's ready.
I'm almost done with my independent study paper,
and
I will be passing it in tonight at midnight.
Oh my gosh.
Fact number two. I'm performing in a play tomorrow, and I'm not sure I know all the lines. Fact number three. I am very excited and feel very much in the holiday mood. You know, like the holiday spirit mood.
Mm-hmm.
This year, fact number three is that I'm really feeling it. Which one is a lie?
Okay. When you said the first two, I was like, okay, I think the third one's going to be a lie, 'cause I'm pretty sure those are true. But the third one, if you're not in the holiday spirit, I'll be like, dang, that's kind of a bum bum. So now let me reflect. Parents, mom, dad, please write in. We can make a group decision. Let's see. I know you came from a rehearsal, but is it tomorrow or am I getting psyched out? And is it Friday? Because I feel like you're tricky. You've tricked me in the past. You've tricked me many a time. So I feel like I have to really lean into the details here. As for... Okay, wait. It was rehearsal, holiday spirit, and then what was the other one? Oh, independent study.
Yes.
I know you've been working on your independent study. It is the end of the semester, so it would make sense if you were handing in your paper, but also it seems like, why wouldn't you have another week? It's not yet finals week. So now I'm like, is she just not in the holiday spirit yet because she's too busy, or is she changing small tiny details on me? Okay, parents, help.
I will say, it is a small detail of one of the...
It's a small detail.
But as long as you pick the one, I could say what the small detail is.
My mom does not think it's number one. She thinks independent study is true. Okay. That's actually helpful. I think you do... I'm going for number two. I think your play is on Friday. Or I don't. That doesn't pardon my thing. I just not.
Okay. I hate to say it.
Oh gosh.
But I already passed in my independent study today. Yeah.
Oh, well, congratulations. But yeah.
The play is tomorrow and also Friday.
Oh.
But like the opening night is tomorrow.
That makes sense.
But yes, I did pass in my independent study today. I got carried away and I made a website. I was supposed to just make like a paper, and then like we talked about making an infographic, so I made the infographic, but then like I really wanted a QR code to a website so I could put like more information, because I felt like the infographic was getting like too cluttered with words. And so then I made a website, and then the whole AWS thing, you know what, it's like Amazon Web Services, it like shut down regionally, so I think that messed with my Google site, because I went back the next day and my Google site like wouldn't let me go to it. And I was like, please. So then I had to remake the website, but I made a Wix instead. And it's actually a lot better than my first one, so it's better that I remade it.
Still.
But it was a bummer. But yeah, I passed that all in today. Paper, infographic, over 2 pages of references.
Wow.
And a website.
Wow, you really went above and beyond.
Yes.
Good for you, Kate. Congratulations.
Thank you.
A little message from my mommy. She says, wait, is it truth or lie?
The first one
was a lie.
It is not. I didn't pass it in. I'm not going to pass it. I'm not almost done and going to pass it in at midnight. I already passed it in. And I am done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, you did get me good there. You got me really, really good.
It's always hard when you make the... Oh, God. I just missed the arm of my chair, and I slipped and hurt myself a little bit, but I'm fine. Oh, my gosh. Also, today, I went and volunteered at... My sorority does, like, weekly volunteer shifts at, like, a local food pantry, and it's, like, every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and I went today. I think I'm also going... Yeah, I'm also going tomorrow, but I went today, and it was, like, a distribution day, and they also had 3, like, Mormon missionaries who were helping, who are doing their, like, service in the area.
Mm-hmm.
But the girl that I was with, like, she's another girl in my sorority, and she's, like, a new girl, and she, like, called me by the wrong name. And so she was like, Emma. And then she was like, oh, Kate. Oh, Jesus Christ, I always do that. Mm-hmm. And all 3 of them were like, oh. And it was a quite awkward experience.
Oh, oopsie daisies.
Also, at one time I was like, oh, my God. And then I was like, oh. So sorry. So that was kind of a funny experience.
That is kind of a funny experience.
Yeah.
It reminds me of one of my friends from home is like pretty good friends with a girl who is Mormon. And my friend from home has like a serious potty mouth and she like reins it in, but she does say oh my god a lot.
Mm.
And the mom of her friend was like, hey, just because in this house we don't really like to say that, if you could just like not, like very politely was like, if you could not say that. She was like, oh, of course. But it's so like,
it's so hard
natural that she then every time she would say, she kept saying obviously,
yeah,
but by accent, and she's like, oh,
yeah,
she's like, I'm not trying to say that. I just say it 24 times a day. I also say it all the time. And once my niece, who is, they're Christian, she was like, I don't know how old she was at the time, like 4, she was like, you can't say that. I was like, oh, not you telling me what to say. And then I was like, oh, sorry, I meant oh my gosh. And she was like, mm-mm. They were like, what? She finally settled when I said, oh my goodness. So that was a whole experience. So I get it. It can be a little bit difficult not to just let the Lord's name in vain loose once or twice. That was a good story.
Mm.
I giggled. Okay, should I do mine?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to flip it on you.
Okay.
One. I have also been in the holiday spirit recently.
Okay.
Two. Well, the first part is just context. This is obviously true. I am an RA.
Yes.
And then the thingy is that I haven't done any programs for this quarter, which is a requirement of our job. So I'm doing all 4 this week.
Oh, gosh.
I'm sticking out my tongue, but you can't see it. 3. I got free cookies from my professor today.
Wow.
Which made me in a very good mood.
Okay. Here's my analysis. I wish my dad was listening, but I don't think he is because he didn't respond to my text. But Dad, if you're listening, let me know your thoughts. First thing, you said it would be sad if I wasn't in the holiday spirit. So are you yourself not in the holiday spirit, or are you? And is that true? I'm feeling like that one's true. Second one, you didn't do any this quarter? Or did you do 1, you have to do 3 this week? Is it true you have to do 4?
Over the quarter?
Can you not answer that? Yes.
Over the quarter, we have to do 4.
Okay. I'm feeling like you quarter of the, so the quarter, the semester is broken up into 4 chunks and you have to do 4 of...
The semester is broken up into 2. It's a quarter of the year.
Okay. You didn't do any? None? And then the last one, I feel like that's true unless you got some other baked good, and that's the lie. Did you get free muffins?
I don't know.
Did you get... Tara's eyes really widened when I said that. Okay, 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 okay. I'm going to go with the cookies. I'm going to say you got a different baked good.
Capitas. Drum roll, please. I tricked you.
No! No! Which one is it?
It's the programs, but you know what?
Oh.
You said it exactly. I've only done 1, so I have to do 3 this week.
Ah!
Tee-hee.
Oh, gosh. You know, I was leaning towards that one, but the cookies really threw me off.
I got free cookies from Duchess today.
Lovely. Duchess?
Mm-hmm.
First name Duchess? Last name Duchess?
I don't know. It's just the name of, like, the baked... good store.
Oh, I thought it was like Professor Duchess. You know, when you're like, oh, like Linda.
Yeah.
You know, or like
this
Lauren.
Was from Olga. Oh, I don't even call her. Professor
Olga Duchess.
Rodriguez Ulloa.
Oh, yes. They're also like, known as Professor Duchess.
Professor Duchess. No. Her new nickname. They were like Duchess cookies. Have you ever had them?
No.
Okay. They're very big and they're like filled with like a soft filling.
Oh.
So they all have like a soft filling. So like the cookies, she had a variety and I tried a pumpkin one that was like a orange cookie, like a big orange cookie that looked like a pumpkin.
Hmm.
And then it was filled with like a creamy pumpkin puree.
Wow.
It was freaking delicious.
Wow.
And then I also tried a Cookie Monster one, which is a big blue cookie filled with cookie dough.
Whoa.
It was kind of insane.
Wow. Wait, did she make these or buy them?
She bought them.
Wow.
They're very expensive, but she's got that professor salary, I guess.
Huh. Fun.
Yeah, I am the Holy Spirit. Deep. And
that would have been really tricky if you had planned when I said mine. Mm-hmm. That would have been crazy.
I was hoping that would get you a little more, but I think you knew that I was in the holiday spirit.
Yeah. It felt very genuine when you were sad for me.
Yeah.
But actually this year, I've really been in it. I think because Hanukkah's been so hype,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that like that was a good transition into the winter season.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm like, Christmas time, baby. Because I don't think I can sustain from Thanksgiving to Christmas.
No.
I don't think I can. But now that, but since I had like Hanukkah. I had Hanukkah. All I had was lighting the menorah once. But you know what I mean? I feel like mm-hmm. then it's not like, oh, I'm thinking about Christmas for a full month.
Yeah.
You know?
It's also like you're actually doing an like you're actually mm. practicing the holiday. You're not mm. just like thinking about the holiday,
mm.
waiting for the holiday.
Mm.
It's happening.
Mm.
I cannot get into the Christmas spirit in November. Because I know it's November. And it's just not Christmassy to me. Especially before Thanksgiving. I don't know how people do that. After Thanksgiving, I understand. But even still on like November 30th, I'm like, it's November.
Mm.
Like there's still orange leaves out.
Mm.
It just doesn't feel.
Yeah.
Until I start my advent calendar, it's not Christmas to
mm.
me. That's the tea.
That's fun. Do you have one here at school?
I have two.
Wow.
Because my mom sent me one. Thanks, Mom. And Janine Block, who is like the ISA
mm.
advisor,
mm-hmm.
she like bought the whole board. Little
cute.
Advent calendars.
So with like, cute. Do they have chocolates in them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
they're
so fun.
Yummy. I start my morning off with one.
That's so fun.
Oh, I didn't answer my mom's text. Sorry, Mom.
Our advent calendars growing up, one of our like neighbors always sent us a paper one, but it just had pictures inside.
Oh, really?
But I mean, it was still fun.
It's like cute.
But, you know, chocolate.
Getting a chocolate better. A day. And I that's how I start my mornings. I wake up and I open it and I eat it, which is terrible because I like, I don't know why I can't wait, but I can't wait.
Obviously, no. It's a new day.
It's a new day.
Chocolate. Do you ever do it at midnight? If you're up till midnight or no?
I've never even thought about it.
Because
that.
Then you have to go through the whole next day without any. It would be a lot of waiting.
Yeah. I feel like the time isn't as important as just like the...
The day.
The sleep interval.
Yeah. That's fair.
But that would be very smart.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Childhood me never even thought about doing that.
I have been requested to leave here at 5:45 so we get a seat at the holiday.
That is totally fine.
We still have 14 full minutes of reflection time.
And predictions.
Oh, predictions. Okay.
I think our game was our reflection.
I agree.
Yeah.
We're so smart.
Innovative, really.
Okay, predictions.
Let's do winter break prediction and then semester predictions.
Mm.
Thoughts?
Okay, winter break predictions. Did I tell you in the last podcast that I'm going to be a sub?
Yes. That's very exciting.
I haven't done the paperwork part yet. I've been very busy, but this weekend I will do that. So that'll be fun. I'm hoping to bring a book with me. So if they have like activities to do in class, I could like read my book instead of being on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
That's my goal. Also, maybe I'll be a little snowman. Maybe I'll have a little fire pit. Something wintry.
That's so cute and exciting.
Okay. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking be a lot of lying in my bed.
Mm.
If I had to
yes.
know me.
Also me.
Yeah. And then probably our family room couch. Extremely comfortable couch.
I can confirm.
Oh, you've been on it.
Yes, I have.
That is so crazy. And I will probably be helping wrap presents. We're very much a wrapping presents on December 23rd and the night of the 24th family. Not an early shopping, wrapping presents family. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. It's all part of the fun. And, oh, baking.
Oh, yeah.
Love to do some holiday baking.
Good move.
Those are my predictions.
Good idea.
If there's snow, I will make a snowman. Mm. But I don't know if there will be.
Mm.
Yeah, so.
Wow.
Ta-da.
Yeah, holiday baking. Great point.
And I keep seeing like TikToks and Instagram posts of all these fun little holiday desserts.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, I want to make it. I'm sure I'll get like fatigue. I do not have the same stamina that Kate has, where Kate will start baking something and then spend 6 hours painstakingly using royal icing and making intricate designs. I bake cookies. I'm like, oh, my arm is so tired. And I use like an electric mixer. So a little bit. I'm sure I'll make one thing at least.
Mm.
And I look forward to seeing the intricate, abstract, beautiful creations you
make. I will send photos.
Thank you.
I do it all for external validation, let's be clear. It's not nothing more than people thinking that it looks good.
And I will provide that.
Thank you.
And I will provide that. So don't you worry. What do you think is going to, what do you think your next semester is going to be like?
Well, I'm going to be in a show. Mm-hmm. So that's very fun. It's also a modern show, which I'm so excited for because I haven't been in one of those in a very long time. And that's my preferred show. I'm also over the winter break going to practice some soccer skills because it's a soccer show.
Congrats on getting into the soccer show.
They gave me a soccer ball to bring home with me. So that's pretty fun. So that will take up some time. Also probably going to hopefully do the Marquee Players musical. So a very big theater year. I've done a lot of theater this year.
What's that, four, five shows?
That'll be four. And like this directing show is like, it's like a mini situation.
A little additional.
Yeah. And then also, you know, classes, taking a lab, doing some more research. I got put on a new like research thing. It's like the same project, but I'm doing a new thing on it. Mm-hmm. So I have to learn how to do that. That'll be something. And yeah.
Exciting.
Yes.
Ta-da.
What about you?
I do not know what that life is going to be like. I hope, I'm predicting a big learning curve in Spanish. And I'm predicting, also over winter break, hopefully watching a lot of Spanish TV and movies. I'm predicting that, I don't know, hopefully I make some like good friends there.
Yeah.
And I'm also predicting the first week being a little bit physically difficult. Ideally, it wouldn't be, but I know Ecuador's at very high altitude. And just like,
wow,
lots of things will, like the water will be different. My body might have a little adjustment period.
Yeah.
So I have three shots tomorrow that I'm getting.
Wow.
And they're going to give me a bunch of medications and things I can take if I get XYZ.
Wow.
So hopefully ideally I just will adjust fine. But if something happens, hopefully I'll be able to like grab, you know, this medication or whatever and just like take care of it. So we'll have to see.
Wow.
So cool. I'll also be doing research while I'm there. So I don't know. I kind of don't know what I want to do. I kind of just like made something up for the application because I wasn't sure. But
do you do your own research?
It's like very guided, I think. Because the whole study abroad program is like focused on getting to do research while you're there. So I think they have like a structured way of us doing our research.
But is it like your own, like your own ideas? Or yeah. Wow. Yeah. Cool.
I've never done real research before.
So cool.
I'm excited. I've been thinking about like, now I'm like really getting into it at 5:37. I've been thinking about like what I want to do post grad. And I just like did not really think about it that much until kind of right now. And a lot of the things I was like, oh, maybe that's interesting. They're like, have all these requirements of things I didn't do, like must have prerequisite courses in like macroeconomics. If I wanted to go to certain grad school programs, I'm like, well, I can't do that. So now I'm kind of having a reflection moment where I'm like, what do I want to do? / what can I do? I'm feeling a little bit like no idea. So in that way, I'm like, at least with this semester, I know I'm doing something kind of productive and interesting, and I just don't have to think about it too much until maybe like later in the spring, if that makes sense. Yeah.
Very cool.
Thanks.
Very exciting.
Thank you.
So do you think you're going to cut your hair short?
Oh.
You know?
I have
What's the look going this. In? What's the look book? What are the fits?
Okay. Over the semester, it always just grows to wherever it started from because I never get a haircut while I'm at school. But I do really like having short hair. I don't know. Every time I get short hair, I have this very silly, strange mindset where I'm like, I need to grow it out again.
Yeah.
And then it grows out and I'm like, I hate having long hair. Do you hear the way I just didn't say that? I hate having long hair. I like didn't enunciate. So hopefully I just make up my mind. I think I do want short hair. I think I do. I think I do. So I'll probably have another haircut. Yeah.
Is it going to be hot there?
It's like, what's the? It can be, but I think it can also get very cold. I think it rains
just like
a lot.
A lot of places.
Yeah. It can be hot and it can be cold. It can be rainy. It can be dry. So I think, like, on all the websites, they were like, bring a big, like, rain wintry coat because it will get cold and rainy and stuff. So I think I mostly need to bring everything because it seems like the weather does all the things.
Yeah.
So I just have to be prepared
for it.
It
can be hot and be cold. It can be cold. It can be rainy. It can be dry.
Yeah. You know how it is.
That's the tagline of today's episode.
It sounds like
just like life. Just like life. It could be hot and could be cold. It can be rainy. It can be dry.
That's so true, bestie.
And we got to weather it all, baby.
Wow. This is a very inspirational pod. This sounds like a straight out of New Girl. It literally does. Nick would say that. He'd be like, just like life.
Did you hear they're taking New Girl off Netflix?
I did. What is that
Heartbreaking.
About? Heartbreaking. I saw Juliana's response on
Snapchat. So upsetting. Yeah. I told her and she got so upset. Why? I'm upset. That family is like that family.
They are family.
That show is like my family's favorite show. We can all watch it together. And they're just taking that away from us.
For what?
For what? As like, if that's not one of the most watched shows on that
I know.
Platform.
What do I need to do to get them to keep it on? Like, do I need to promise to watch it every day? Because I will. I will. I'll let it play in the background just so they can get revenue. Like, keep it on.
Please, God.
Maybe I'll watch it on Netflix in December with
Spanish subs. Yeah.
I don't know how well that
will
work.
I wonder if they have that.
I don't know. How many languages do you think New Girl has been translated into?
I don't even know. It obviously has subtitles, but has it been dubbed?
I have no idea. Wait, pop quiz.
I wonder.
I'll check.
Has it been? Oh.
Are you checking?
I was going to check, but I'll let you.
Okay, wait. Guess how many subtitles it has been.
10.
Okay, let me pull it up. Hello? Okay. Wait, you're all hearing me struggle. What? This one only has one.
One?
It only has English. But I'm looking at the sixth season. Maybe I need to check the first season.
What the heck?
I mean...
That's crazy. I guess maybe it's just an American enjoyed TV show.
Well, people don't like New Girl in Spain. What's this about?
Maybe they haven't been given the access.
Yeah. It's not that they wouldn't. They're not allowed to. This is a crisis. Okay, I'm checking the very first episode. Oh my gosh.
Just English? Wow. What the heck? That's freaking rude. Maybe that's why it's being taken off. Because they're not making it accessible.
Widen your audience, Netflix. Jeez.
Let me tell you something about marketing Netflix. Because you're not doing well.
Period. End of sentence. Microphone dropped, except these are expensive, so we're not going to do that.
Also, I don't know how to take this off.
Kate's mic is like attached to the wall.
Oh, no, I definitely could. Should I drop? No.
No. Oh, my gosh.
For a second, I was like, chaos. But I held myself back.
It's an intrusive thought right there. Kate is secretly very chaotic.
Yeah.
Fun fact for my parents.
Because also, no, like I never have friends in my classes. But in my classes, I look like the most boring person ever. Because I don't really talk. I mean, I answer questions, but I don't, like, talk to the people around me very much. I just, in business, I get in, I get out, I get my info, and I leave.
Sure.
Sometimes I talk to people, but rarely. And so, but then I feel like if someone saw me outside of class, they'd be like, wow, you have a personality. You know?
Yeah, I get that. That's so funny. You're like, you come off very calm. You're like, hey, you're, like, funny. You're very, like, bubbly.
Wow.
And then you hang out with Kate at night for an hour.
At night.
And she's just like, I can't even see. I'm not even chaotic enough to think of something she would do. But it's just suddenly you're like, whoa, Kate?
She surprises you. I hate to come 12 minutes late and leave 15 minutes early, but that is what I'm doing. I would like to thank you for, you know, a semester full of laughs.
Sure.
Full of understanding one another. Sometimes we had to cancel.
Yeah.
That's okay. We're busy ladies.
Yeah. Girl boss.
But we're going to kill it next semester. You're going to research the whole world up and down. and I'm going to stay back here and do other things. And it's going to be wonderful. Any final thoughts, Tara?
It's been a great semester, and I've appreciated and loved every second
we talked about. Why am I getting emotional?
I'm crying.
Okay, and thanks to all of our listeners.
Yeah, shout out.
We've had some great interactive pods this semester.
Yes,
and it's all because of them.
Love you guys, and love you, Kate.
Love you. Until literally senior year.
Until a year from now.
Jeez. Jesus Christ. Okay, signing off.
Signing off. TKO.
Woohoo!